Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
It's been a long time since Syracuse University football has been part of the coaches and AP poll, but for multiple weeks, Syracuse has made its way into the rankings. With that in mind, WAER's Tim Leonard takes a look at the long road back to prominence for Syracuse University football.
Carrier Dome was banged out. It was 50,000 people loud and screaming and shaking their keys. And it was so loud, sometimes you get a headache. And before that, when it was Donovan McNabb and going to Orange Bowls and Fiesta Bowls, it wasn't weird to think of Syracuse as a national power.
Damon Amendolora of CBS Sports Radio called Syracuse games for WAER back in 2001, the last time Orange football was ranked.
You know, when we were watching Syracuse in those days, the late 90s, early 2000s, McNabb and Marvin Harrison and Kevin Johnson and Moreland Greenwood and Quentin Spotwood and all these guys that would be drafted in the NFL, James Mungrow and Dee Brown and Tabucky Jones. At every place in the lineup, there was a potential NFL player.
Hughes thrived in the late 90s and early 2000s under head coach Paul Pasqualoni. But in 2004, he was fired, and from there, the train came off the tracks at breakneck pace.
Syracuse used to be a supreme power in the Northeast. As recently as 01, they had their 14th straight winning season. But lately, Syracuse is a laughingstock. Greg Robinson is 7-31, more than half those losses by 3 touchdowns or more. He's overseen the only 2 10-loss seasons in school history.
New athletic director Darryl Gross hired new football coach Greg Robinson, a decision that would haunt SU football for years to come. ESPN Syracuse talk show host Brent Axe watched the Robinson era unfold.
The word that comes to mind was soulless. You're just watching something that, you know, is supposed to give you enjoyment. You're watching something as a fan. You know, losing to Akron at home, I remember that kind of being the tipping point. And I remember seeing Darryl Gross after that game, and I just kind of talked to him, and I said, there's no way you can defend this guy anymore. And he, you know, was, let's just say he didn't deny that statement.
You know why they working, Kirk? They lost 24 years of recruiting base and Dick McPherson and Paul Pasqualoni. 24 years shot because a guy wanted to turn Syracuse into USC. Ain't the same place mentality-wise or culture-wise. That is when they declined starting the football, when they hired Gross as the AD.
Rise of UConn and the rise of Rutgers has taken away the base, the foundation of what Dick McPherson and Paul Pasqualoni were able to build. And that's why now they're sitting here and they don't have any athletes. Every great coach has personnel and has athletic ability to work with.
In 2004, 2005-ish, Ray Rice was a huge recruit. Syracuse dominated New Jersey under Paul Pasqualoni. So Ray Rice was kind of a turning point because he wanted to play for Syracuse and he was recruited by Pasqualoni. And when that change was made, he went somewhere else, obviously going to Rutgers, and was very successful there.
Never forgive Greg Robinson for taking a competitive program and making it a laughingstock. It was one of the 3 or 4 worst Power 5 teams in all of America for a number of years. He lit the thing on fire. And so what Doug Marrone did was just like flat build it back to respectability. Scott Schaefer kind of tried to carry that over and really couldn't. But the 4 or 5 years of Greg Robinson put Syracuse into a hole so deep it took them a decade to climb out of it.
Please let me welcome head coach Dino Babers.
This is not hindsight 2020. I loved the hire.
Finally, someone comes in who would utilize the Carrier Dome and what Syracuse football should be. We had advocated, even when Doug Marrone was the coach, certainly when Robinson was the coach, and one of the big frustrations when Pasqualoni was coach, was you have perfect conditions six times a year. You should be running a high-octane, modern form of offense. College football was evolving around Syracuse football, and they weren't evolving with it.
What Dino has done is he's turned the Carrier Dome into a legit recruiting tool. He's turned the offense style into a recruiting tool. No excuses. We're supposed to win games. We're coming for you. And in that way, it's far different than Doug Marrone or Scott Schaefer or Greg Robinson or even Paul Pasqualoni. You know, you're talking about a coach that says we're supposed to be winners. That's a real attitude adjustment. And now here's the fruits of his labor.
Syracuse pulls off its third ranked win in 3 years under Dino Babers and is bowl eligible for the first time since 2013.
Babers and company still have work to do to get back to the dominance from the glory days, but one thing's for sure, the future is a whole lot brighter than it has been in a while. Tim Leonard, WAER Sports.
Next week, Syracuse takes on Louisville. The Orange haven't beaten Louisville since they joined the ACC back in 2013. But WAER's Cooper Boardman explains this might be the best chance SU has ever had.
Jackson keeps it again, trying to stretch to the edge. What a hurdle by Jackson! Highlight reel touchdown! Lamar Jackson does it again!
Syracuse fans remember it well. Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson's Heisman moment, and it came in the Carrier Dome against the Syracuse Orange. It was one of the highest points of the Cards' 2016 season, a year in which it knocked off number 2 Florida State and appeared in the Citrus Bowl. But 2 years later, life is different without Lamar.
Overthrown and intercepted by Stanford Samuels. That should ice it for the Seminoles.
Fifth year in the ACC for Bobby Petrino, the Louisville Cardinals. Last year went 4-4, their worst record since joining the league. And to your point, I don't see them doing better than that this year.
The Cardinals are off to their worst ACC start in program history, and the problems seem to be different each week. In a 66-31 loss to Georgia Tech, it was the defense.
Touchdown, Jordan Mason. His fourth rushing touchdown of the year, and it is all Georgia Tech here in Louisville tonight.
In a 38-20 defeat to Boston College, the offensive line struggled.
Third down in trouble, and a sack. Wyatt Ray tracks down Puma Pass back inside the 10.
And against number 1 Alabama, nothing really went right.
Tua's got it. Spins away. Throws to the end zone. A risky throw. Back for a touchdown. There were some flags in late. He was Judy on the receiving end. But Tagovailoa has taken the tie to the end zone, off and rolling in 7 plays.
In less than 3 years, Louisville went from putting up Heisman moments to being on the other end of them. And now head coach Bobby Petrino is answering questions like, if you were in the athletic department, would you hire you back for another year?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, you know, I think what you see is what our record has been, what we've done here, what we've built here, you know, where we've been, and understand that, you know, we got a bad year.
And for now, Petrino says the only thing left to do is keep pushing forward.
You have to overcome obstacles in life. You have to overcome setbacks, and that there's no quick fixes. There's no magic wand that you can put out there.
Cooper Boardman, WAER Sports.
Thanks for listening to the Best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the program in Apple Podcasts and Stitcher by searching for WAER Sports.